You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Monday, July 10th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today we're talking about how Threads could kill Twitter. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. The announcement of Threads, Meta's Instagram-Twitter hybrid, had been met with confusion and skepticism. Then, when it launched on Wednesday, 30 million people signed up within hours. Threads, the latest of Meta's copycat innovations, faces a long slog to topple Twitter as the microblogging platform of choice. It's the latest in a line of possible Twitter replacements that have jumped into the feeding frenzy for Twitter users since Elon Musk bought the platform last year. But Threads comes with big potential in its polished tech, a built-in user base, and a better reputation for moderation that's likely to please big-money advertisers. The platform also arrives at a particularly weak moment for Twitter. Musk's recent announcement that free Twitter accounts would temporarily only be able to view 600 tweets per day was met with derision. Such moves will likely further hurt advertising on the platform, worsening a crisis that's been ongoing throughout Musk's tenure. It's a perfect storm. Technical troubles at Twitter converging with a slow news week have set the stage for Threads. Suddenly, you have something that's improbable. Meta has gotten into microblogging and people are actually digging it, says John Wibby, a professor in the School of Journalism and Media Innovation at Northeastern University, who has worked as a contracted consultant for Twitter. Meta's Threads, which is closely linked to Instagram but is actually a different app, already has a major advantage over other Twitter copycats. It already has a huge potential pool of users on Instagram, and those people can choose to follow accounts they already follow on Instagram as they come onto Threads. With the backing of Meta, it also has a team of engineers that volunteer-run networks like Mastodon can't rival. People can also post Threads directly to their Instagram stories. And according to a post Wednesday from Instagram's head Adam Mosseri, Threads will eventually have support for ActivityPub, the protocol behind Mastodon, which would let people take their followers to another service if they leave Threads or if the app ever shuts down. Threads can't do all that Twitter can, yet. People need an Instagram account to sign up, and it's not available in the European Union, which has strict privacy standards that the app may not meet. The feed defaults to a mix of accounts people follow and slurry of posts selected by an algorithm. There is no direct messaging feature, and the feed's order is algorithmic, not chronological. Threads also doesn't have a trending topics section, and the search feature seems to only bring up accounts, not specific topics or posts, which makes it initially less appealing for following big news events, and there are also no ads yet. But Threads had a mostly smooth launch and largely positive reception, aside from a slight hiccup when Zuckerberg's own Threads failed to load Thursday morning. Still, microblogging remains a risky bet. Social platforms focusing on it have been consistently profitable, but Threads may boost Meta's brand as Twitter's reputation falters, and it's a chance to capitalize on those advertisers who have ditched Twitter. And after months of chaos at Twitter, many people are looking for something different, but are yet to commit to one single platform. They've definitely got a fighting chance if all of their protections for communities and individuals are firmly in place, says Tom Oliver, a professor of internet studies at Curtin University in Australia. If Threads can displace Twitter's current toxicity, it may well steal Musk's crown. That also matters to brands, and by extension advertisers, who flooded Threads as it opened to users. Netflix and Spotify were there right away, as were news organizations. Instagram has long been brand-friendly, and Twitter is increasingly losing trust. It's a play for advertising, Matthew Bailey, principal analyst of media and entertainment at consultancy firm Omdia, says of Meta's venture into Threads. It wants to pick up that exodus of Twitter advertisers. Developing this brand-safe environment is crucial. Other competitors haven't killed Twitter, despite ongoing technical and ethical difficulties at the Bird app. Decentralized Mastodon saw a surge of new users, but interest eventually waned, with active monthly users sitting at 1.7 million as of July. Blue Sky has gotten attention, but isn't fully open to new users. There's Post.News and Spill, too, though none of these options have emerged as clear victors, and Twitter continues to stumble along 8 months after Musk's takeover. Instagram and Threads, by extension, have their own challenges. Instagram has struggled with harassment and hate speech and is still trying to shake its reputation for affecting teens' mental health. But its reputation is better than Twitter's, which has seen hate speech increase since Musk took over. And it's telling that Meta chose to link Threads to Instagram rather than Facebook, which has an older audience and worse reputation for toxic political fighting. But Meta has a mixed history when it comes to cannibalizing its competitors. Instagram Reels leveraged some of TikTok's popularity, and Instagram Stories, a Snapchat copy, have become a key part of the app, although neither have killed the rival networks, which remain two of Meta's top competitors for attention among younger generations. Threads might be the shiny new Twitter rival of the week, but Meta has a rotten record of making a success of projects outside its core apps. It's all-in bet on the metaverse hasn't yielded the immersive world Zuckerberg envisioned, even when adding legs. In the last year alone, Meta has killed other offshoots including Super, a Cameo copy, Facebook Live Shopping, and Neighborhoods, a Nextdoor clone. A podcast push also packed up shop earlier in 2022. Meta has followed Twitter in announcing a paid subscription tier that would come with verification and better features earlier this year. But many people didn't use Twitter and Instagram for the same reasons. Twitter allows some nudity, while Instagram has barred it. Instagram is at times about aesthetic and positivity and personal updates, though notorious for veering into toxic positivity and overly edited and carefully selected images. Twitter's brand lies in snark, memes, and breaking news. It's doubtful those two energies can merge seamlessly. My take is it's less about text versus photos and videos and more about what public conversations you want to have, Masseri wrote in a thread about the platform's purpose. Threads might never be Twitter, but it might be a friendlier place for conversations. For now, most of the posts on Threads are about the platform itself, but it will have to hold attention past its launch to avoid being shuffled off into the meta graveyard of failed imitators. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today on Wired Security, why you shouldn't join Threads and instead make Threads join you. Checking in on Wired Business, ChatGPT is reshaping crowd work. And on Wired Science, find out why people stop using drugs like Ozempic. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from Wired.com.